A coalition of parents and advocacy groups have asked the U.S. Department of Education to investigate whether the New York City Education Department discriminates against students of color who want to attend one of the city's elite high schools, such as Stuyvesant and Bronx High School of Science. Right now, the city relies on the results of a single 2.5-hour test for entrance into these specialized schools. Groups that filed a federal complaint with the Department of Education say the criteria should be expanded to include such things as attendance, middle school grades, and teacher recommendations. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the issue with Jose Perez of the Puerto Rican Legal Defense and Education Fund, which filed the complaint along with a host of other groups, including the NAACP.
Latino Justice Perldef, in partnership with our colleagues at the NAACP Legal Defense Fund and the Center for Law and Social Justice at Medgar Evers, have filed an administrative complaint with the U.S. Department of Education Office of Civil Rights, alleging that New York City's use of a standardized test as the sole basis of admissions to its what we call elite or the specialized high school. There are currently 8 such high schools in New York City. The 3 most popular ones, Bronx Science, Stuyvesant, Brooklyn Tech, but there are 5 others spread throughout the 5 boroughs, that admission to these 8 elite specialized high school is based solely on a student's grade on this standardized test, and that the use of this test has a discriminatory impact in that the number of minority students of color, particularly African American, Latino, and Asians as well, have diminished in significant number, that the use of this test has a discriminatory impact. And so we have asked the Department of Education to review the matter and to compel the City of New York and the State Department of Education to take corrective action.
So it sounds like you're not saying that the test itself might be biased, but that there should be more than just this one test result to qualify you for entrance to these schools.
What's really interesting, I'm glad you raised that, is that the City of New York has never undertaken any type of study that shows whether this test provides any useful information or can determine the viability or success of students. The city acknowledges that they've never done a predictive validity study despite the years of use of this test. Not only that, but state law only requires them to use it for the 3 specified schools, Stuyvesant, Bronx Science, and Brooklyn Tech. The city nonetheless expanded the use of the test for admission at 5 other elite or specialist high schools. Now, you have elite or, you know, elite institutions, high schools, colleges, Harvard, Ivy League schools that do not base admissions solely on a specialized standardized test. Again, there should be what's called the multiplicity of factors that should be considered. You can have a student that's been an A student, spelling bee scholar, community, you know, service stalwart, and if they don't do well on this test, they're not getting in. So, you know, it's amazing that, again, in today's day and age, that these are the factors that are going on. As an example, if you look at Stuyvesant High School, last year, they offered admission to 967 students for admission. Out of that number, only 19 were African American, only 32 were Latino. Who is being hurt by this? Young minority students who are being deprived the opportunity, the educational opportunities that attendance and enrollment in these specialized elite schools, which then open up obviously pathways to the elite universities and colleges in this country. And then who's being hurt again in the long term? Our community.
If they base entrance to these specialized schools on more than just the test, mm-hmm. is there a danger that the children who are accepted might not be able to handle the level of work if they didn't do well on the test but did well in other areas?
There have been no studies that show that success or the ability to do well on this test is a valid predictor of one's ability to succeed in the academic performance typically required in these schools. I mean, I'm sure you've heard Stuyvesant has been in the news lately on a cheating scandal. So, I mean, you know, stuff is going on. Will it have an impact? I think, again, one of the factors to be considered is that in terms of students that do have a high success rate, economics is a key factor.
I see.
That, again, many minority African-American Latino families do not have, are not at the economic stratus that they can afford the private tutorials or prep sessions that many more affluent families can undertake, which enables them to do better on these types of tests. So should because you live in a poor neighborhood and go to a public school and your parents or your family can't afford to pay to send you to a private prep course, should that determine then whether you get into one of these elite schools again? And you're talking about pathways then to, you know, for college, graduate education and so on down the road. Other selective schools throughout the city and the nation do use what we call multiple measures to assess academic merit. I think, again, when you use these multiple measures or do an overall review, I think that might be give you a more accurate picture of one's ability to succeed and the and successfully succeed in the academic rigors that are typically required by these schools.
Jose Perez is Associate General Counsel and Legal Director of the Puerto Rican Legal Defense and Education Fund. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.